In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let me begin this morning by congratulating all our graduates from high school and college and reading club. We honor you today. I am grateful that we are taking time as a church to emphasize the importance of your education. I am proud that at St. John's, we not only celebrate graduates, but we actually believe that beginning as early as fourth grade, it is vital that children learn reading skills. For those of you who are not familiar with our after-school reading club, let me invite you to come and observe, or better yet, to get involved. St. John's After School Reading Club offers children who are having difficulties in reading an opportunity to receive personal one-on-one help and guidance in reading, not to mention the building of self-esteem and confidence which enables success. For me, education is the most important concern of our country, and perhaps one of the most essential ministries we can offer as a church. For whether our places of learning are in schools or after-school programs at churches, we are all called as Christians and as stewards of our children to help educate, guide, and model love and respect for learning. I think we have a responsibility to our youth to point them toward more truthful ways of seeing and being in the world, to question, explore, search, seek knowledge, and self-discovery. I know no one who speaks more eloquently on this subject than Parker Palmer, the highly respected writer of Issues of Education, Community, and Spirituality. Parker Palmer is a teacher in the truest sense of the word. In his book, The Courage to Teach, he connects the community and the sacred as the ways to greater insight. As I went back these last 2 weeks to reread some of this book, I was amazed to discover again his connections in the visions of education and those to God. But today is not only a day of support for students and educators. It is also marked by our church calendar as Trinity Sunday. Albert Einstein once said, "Everything should be made as simple as possible, but not simpler." With these words, the brilliant physicist set forth a mandate, I think, for preachers on the doctrine of the Trinity. As long as there have been students of theology and seekers of God, this subject is explored, but it is certainly found not to be simple. The doctrine of the Trinity has not been made simpler by its many images and connotations. Just to mention a few, let us hear some of the Trinitarian descriptions that we have. The one that I began the sermon with, we're all familiar with: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. The faith of God, the hope of Christ, the love of the Spirit. Father Allen, a couple of weeks ago, had an image that I'd never heard: the eye of God, the cross of Christ, the dove of the Holy Spirit. Or I think he said the bird, I'm not sure. God Almighty, King Jesus, life-giving Spirit, the love of God, the grace of Christ, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. It goes on and on. With all of these descriptions, it is no wonder that we're somewhat confused. My husband Garland and I have just been to Connecticut to visit our daughter's family. This road trip takes about 12 hours. And it's always a good time for me to test out my sermons with a captive audience. And I do get some well-advised comments. He reminded me of his conversation with his 87-year-old grandfather 1 week before his death. Many of his last days were confused, but on this day he knew his grandson well and was very clear about his conversation. Son of a Baptist minister, Pop, as he was known to us, asked Garland a very pressing question. He began by saying, "I have never fully understood the Trinity. Can you explain it to me?" Garland was age 28, and he had studied accounting. His best attempt was, "Pop, surely you know more about this than I do." A retired Presbyterian minister has said it best, I think. Rather than insisting that Scripture make the doctrine of the Trinity explicit, perhaps we should allow the Trinity to remain implicit and affirm it out of our own experience, our own living with God. He says that the best understanding he ever received on the idea of the Trinity came from 2 4-year-olds. While their mothers were out shopping, he was babysitting his daughter and her friend. Somehow they decided they were going to explain to him, the Presbyterian minister, what they knew about the divine. He needed to know, they advised him, that first there was God, and God loves. Long, long ago, God made everything. God is everywhere and sees everything, but we can't see God. On the other hand, they said, you can see Jesus, or at least in pictures of Jesus, because he was down here where we are. Jesus is simply wonderful and loves us very much, children as much as grown-ups. If you can't see Jesus right now, they said, it is because he is in heaven. But he stays in touch with us so well, he might as well still be here. A lot of times it seems as if he is. Children are wonderful teachers. From their perspective, nothing was missing. They had digested what was taught in the creation story and what was taught about Jesus and the Gospels. What they did not understand was how they were able to stay in touch, as they would say. The communion of the Holy Spirit, or the sharing of the Spirit, is really an adult self-consciousness. The experiences of adult living and trying to believe but knowing doubt, trying to do the right thing but knowing failure, trying to be confident but sensing despair, is a knowing that God the Spirit helps us through these obstacles. This part of the communion is different from God's love and God's gift of salvation. Sharing in this part of God leaves us thoroughly able to say, with the conviction of Paul, that nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. God is revealed as a loving creator, a compassionate savior, and a mysterious presence, allowing us to overcome what we could not on our own. This is the Trinity. Back to our educator. Parker Palmer reminds us that we cannot know or be educated about a subject well if we stand in our own shoes. We must believe in the subject's inner life and enter into it with empathy. We will know reality only by being in community with it ourselves. Sometimes as students, we find it difficult to understand things. But it is not hard to understand what we know in our experience and in our heart. The doctrine of the Trinity might be hard to understand, but not so in our hearts. At the end of Matthew's gospel today, Jesus commissions the disciples for mission and ministry. His final words of instructions for his followers and for us: make disciples, baptize, and what else? Go teach. In closing, may I offer St. Paul's lovely benediction to us. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Amen.